Very nice. You are here live with Spearfish City Limits. I'm the host, John Dale. We have a very special guest today, Mr. Max Hay. Say hey.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for having me, John.
What a treat. You know what? I think I'm just going to let you keep playing for just a little minute there. That sounded kick-ass. I know we got a couple people listening at least who are going to dig it. Excellent work, as always, Max.
Well, thank you.
Finally got you in here to the Spearfish City Limits studio, didn't we?
Yeah, it only took about a week of canceled appointments and planning.
Yep. So you're in the Black Hills area for just a little while then?
Yep, till I'll head to Rapid City tomorrow to play at Patty O'Neill's Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And then back to Montana for a few weeks.
Now, Montana, that's where you're from originally?
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about growing up there.
Oh, you know, I hated it growing up, but now it's my favorite place to be. I suppose every kid has that. There's nothing to do in this town. All I wanted to do was just get out and never look back. But now when I go back to visit, it's the only place I want to be anymore.
Yeah, I guess that's a bit of the teenager syndrome. That oppressive parental regime, perhaps, is the case for some folks out there. I don't know about you. But they got a lot of wheat there in Montana. Do you live out in kind of a rural area, or were you kind of more of a city kid?
We were in Helena, which by Montana standards is the big city.
I spent a little time in Laurel.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I think I've got some family in Miles City, and I'll be sure to let them know to listen to this. They'll love it.
Cool.
That's my... And I went through there recently on my way to BC, and the Rocky Mountains are stunning. The landscapes and the scenery are stunning. It's just an amazing state. And is Montana, is that not Spanish for mountains?
As far as I know, yeah.
Also the name of a famous movie drug lord, Antonio.
Tony Montana, yeah.
Yeah. Are you into movies, Max?
I love movies, yeah. I spend a lot of time watching movies. Now that I've got Netflix in the van, I spend many a night at Walmart just staying up late watching movies.
Nice.
I see all the other people in their RVs, and I just know that they're jealous because they don't have Netflix.
Right. Now, how do you get Netflix in the van exactly?
I'll use the Wi-Fi hotspot on the phone, and then I've got a TV and a computer in there now that can stream for me.
So do you remember what the last thing that you gave a 5-star rating to on Netflix?
Oh, geez.
Like, what did you just last really enjoy in there? Because I'm sure a good recommendation. I always appreciate a good recommendation on Netflix because it's easy to get lost in some of the crap on there.
Oh, boy. I really was into Orange is the New Black and Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad, I did watch that. That's one of the most amazing things. Yeah, Breaking Bad, good. Cranston, when he did Malcolm in the Middle, I was surprised he didn't win more awards for his performance on that.
Hmm.
The mother, Lois, won all the awards.
But, oh, is that right?
Yeah.
I didn't pay much attention to Malcolm in the Middle.
Talk about redemption in Breaking Bad, though. That's
yeah.
Cool. Very, very...
It was good. And I did the True Detective on HBO and Game of Thrones. Those aren't on Netflix, but those are great TV shows lately. There's so much great television out there, it's hard to pick what's your favorite at any given time because we're in the golden age of long-form dramas, and I'm really proud to be alive right now because there's so much great television programming out there to keep you entertained.
The golden age of long-form drama. Quote, unquote.
Yeah.
Love it, man.
Yeah, well, you know, they say it started with Dallas, but I think it started with Twin Peaks.
Another excellent series.
That's when the long-form drama really grabbed my attention, and ever since then, I've never looked back.
Right on. Well, there you have it. You know, and it's good to get outside. I mean, everybody's like, oh, when did you get your first guitar? Oh, what's your first song you learned? Oh, what's your et cetera, et cetera. We'll go off the path a little bit. And if you actually want to go in a particular direction too, I mean, just head there, man. We'll follow you.
All right.
Another good one that I saw on Netflix, it's actually music related, was the Bela Fleck documentary about the history of the banjo.
Oh, cool.
He went back to Africa where the banjo was invented, which a lot of people don't know, and studied the roots of the instrument and just documented the whole thing, and it was really cool. Bela Fleck, I think, is a bit autistic or Asperger's or something, but he's still able to function, and it's just really cool to watch that guy work. You as well, Max.
Check that out.
I enjoy your stage presence and the thoughtfulness that goes into your music. It's apparent. I saw you a couple of years ago. You came through and played the Crow Peak Brewery, and I was just really impressed because you integrate your own rhythm section. You are not all pop, which I think is really cool. You're kind of doing your own thing, and I just wanted to say, probably makes you feel awkward as shit, but I just appreciate it, you know? Appreciate all the work you're putting into this, and I see it. I can see the work, and I don't know if anybody's ever told you that, but that's, you know, it's obvious. And there's something else, I don't know if anybody ever told you this, but if, you know, you get too much of an ego, I think, then people will just think you're a dick.
I think it's nice that you got grounded. To know me now, because I think I'm about to be really famous.
Right,
and so it's nice that you got to know me before I turned into a total jerk.
Right, right.
Because I'm planning on doing that soon.
Right on. Yeah, me too. So that's a little bit of your history. You came up in Montana. You're eager to get out of Montana and experience some of the world. Did your music help you to do that?
It was sort of. The first college I dropped out of was so that I could spend more time at the bar and be more around the music.
Mm-hmm.
This guy, Stu Jackson, was the sound guy at the Ritz in Missoula, and he was nice enough to show me the ropes a little bit on his mixing board so that he could go play a gig, and he could leave me with his PA system, and I would be able to mix the band for the night. And he'd come back on his breaks from up the street to make sure I wasn't blowing anything up. And, had a few awful, awful experiences where the band is yelling at me and the audience is yelling at me, and which I suppose is expected of any 19-year-old sound guy with a fake ID. Shouldn't even be in the bar, but they put me at the sound desk for some reason. And so I dropped out of college to do that more, and then decided to go to Tempe, Arizona, your stomping ground.
Yeah, I spent quite a bit of time in the Valley. Great music scene there. They've got that guitar building school also.
Oh, wow. I didn't know about
where
that.
I think it's like a world famous place to go learn how to build acoustic guitars.
Huh.
And then you attended a school there for?
Yeah, I went to the Conservatory of Recording Arts and Sciences to learn more about audio engineering. And so that was kind of how I got started in the music business part of it. Mm-hmm. Instead of just hanging out at the bar and playing the guitar for free beer, I finally had to get a job to pay off that schooling.
How long did that take you to get that degree?
That was just a tech school. It was a nine-month school. And it took me... They have small classes, so it took a long time to get into the school. But once I was in, it was 9 months.
So kind of like having a baby.
Exactly like having a baby, yeah.
Did you know that it's actually...
Probably more painful, actually.
Did you know that that it's actually possible to have more than one baby in a 9 month period?
Like twins?
No, not twins.
Really?
Yeah. We'll let that one simmer a little bit. So then what did you study again?
so you could
acoustic properties.
You could have multiple women pregnant at the same time.
You are a sharp.
Is that what you were going for?
And that's what makes your stage presence, is because no matter what somebody says, you're going to have something like queued up. It seems like, and I've seen it over and over. If you haven't seen this guy live, you've got to go out and see him live. And he loves interaction, and especially people who throw stuff, but only organic stuff.
Organic tomatoes only.
That's right. So when you're in school, let's see. So audio engineering, I'm just going to take a guess and you tell me how I'm wrong.
Okay.
So you're studying like microphones and how to set things up and different instruments and properties and then how to like capture that stuff.
Yeah.
Then what?
Yeah. The science of sound.
Okay.
And then, this is turning into life story. But
that's cool though. That's cool. We'll get to some music here in just a little bit too. Max is just an amazing musician, and I can't wait to have a little bit of music. But first, we've got to go through his entire life story. So,
all right, perfect.
Maybe take a coffee break. No, just kidding. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, then moved off to Nashville to do an internship and worked in stages and studios out there. And then took a job with a country western band as their tour manager sound guy for a few years. And then eventually started opening up for them at gigs, and then quit that job and started playing my own shows.
So you got a job helping out a country band. Now, did they kind of see the writing on the wall? Was it obvious to them, and did they want to kind of keep you on the soundboard, do you think?
That was my main focus. I just wanted to be on the soundboard.
Oh, yeah?
But then at some shows, you know, we've got 4 or 5 hours at a fair to fill. Uh-huh. And the band was looking at that like, oh man, another 5 hour show.
Get up there, Max.
Yeah, I can fill 45 minutes for you guys. Take a break, have a beer.
Right on. Well, that's cool. That's good. That's good to hear that. I mean, maybe I'm a little jaded. There's a lot of stories out there that oppressive kind of stuff. You know, I've probably been ruined. Let's get to a little bit of music. Did you want to? Now you've got some new material that you'd like to debut on today's show.
Yeah, I've got a new song. I got some old songs.
Did you want to do that now, or do you want to maybe do a couple old songs first? Or
I'd like to do an older one.
Awesome.
This is one that's I wrote it for Chief Joseph, since he's not doing a lot of writing these days. It's called Poke a Hole in the Lid. I'm wearing a summer's worth of sweat. The load that I'm bearing, I ain't grown weary yet. I know you got your plans, and Nellie, I've got mine. I'd love to share them with you now, but man, I've got to fly. It's been a long, hard road. I had a real bad day. Why are you stand in my way? 1,300 miles I've come, 13 times we've met. 13 little white stars on that ribbon round your neck. But the sun is going down for me, I fear it's getting late. Why you wanna stand in my way? So you can put me in a jar, poke a hole in the lid, and before you kill the lights tonight, I bet you pour a little whiskey in. It's been a long, hard road. I had a real bad day. And why you wanna stand in my way? Run out, then lay me down to sleep. Take me back on wounded knee, or back on Sandy Creek. It's been a long, hard road. I had a real bad day. Why you wanna stand in my way? Well, you can set your fireflies free, let them fly where they may. But give me one more living day. I'm dreaming of better days. Heaven got to come, just give me one more day. Got to come, baby, got to come, but give me one more day. It's been a long, hard road. I had a real bad day.
why you want to stand in my way.
Very nicely done, Max. Excellent. For anyone out in the audience who is looking to hire a professional, accomplished, detail-oriented musician, Max is your guy. Just what's your website?
MaxHay.com.
MaxHay.com.
Good question. I'm glad you asked that question.
Yeah. MaxHay.com. Go check it out and connect with Max. Bring him out. You know, he's revered and loved by young and old, man and woman, although he is heterosexual. I just want to get that out there just so that, you know, you don't get any designs on Max.
Now, that's a problem sometimes.
It can be. Now, now you're using some percussion here, too. We've got Max is touting three instruments on that song.
This is an egg shaker colored red for those of you who cannot see us right now. I know there's a dog watching. I don't know if he's listening.
Butchie.
Yeah, but this is a red egg shaker, and I smack the guitar with it. As you can also see, Butch and John can see this. You guys in the home listening audience can't see this, but my guitar is completely thrashed. It's got a lot of cracks in it. And that's because I smash it. It's my own fault. I have no one to blame but myself.
Repeatedly, over and over, during the course of a song, and it sounds kick-ass. I mean, you're a one-man band, plus the harmonica.
That was a harmonica. The harmonica's silver. For those of you who can't see it, it's not real silver. I think it's stainless steel, but it's colored silver.
And the name of that song again?
That's called Poke a Hole in the Lid.
Poke a Hole in the Lid, and it's about?
I wrote that one for Chief Joseph and Nelson Miles. Sort of a Miles City in Montana, South Dakota, greater northwestern United States. They traveled all over the countryside trying to get away from Nelson Miles. Chief Joseph did.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to read some sad stories, that's one of the sadder ones.
What's the chorus in that again? It's been a long, hard day.
It's been a long, hard day. Nope, that's not it at all. No, that's not what the chorus is. Incorrect.
No, that's cool. I like that song. I heard you play that at Crow Peak Brewer the other night, and you come through, and that's, you always play there when you come through town, right?
I try to, yeah.
Yeah, that's just, isn't that a great venue?
Oh, it's awesome.
Great beer, good people.
Especially in the summer, man, out on that, they do a flatbed trailer out there that's like, I don't know, probably a 1950s international flatbed truck.
Yep, looks like a one ton.
Yeah. Yeah, it's perfect for hauling hay, but it'll also work for a stage.
Yep. And it puts you kind of way up there above the people, so they really know who's boss, you know.
Oh, man, and after a few of those 5 and 6% beers, it can be hard to get down from there.
The brewmaster over there is the boss. And then they took one of the sides off of this really cool old truck. If you've never been out there, you got to go check it out. Buy a beer and tell them we sent you. And also there's some cool stuff on the walls in there if you read about the history of the brewery and Pile of Dirt Porter and how the thing got started. And I know if Cappy's out there listening, he did some really cool mud work in there on the wall behind the bar. It's kind of, it looks like almost an olive green color finish to that wall. That's actually Black Hills earth that's been processed and put on the wall there for the finish. And it's beautiful. It's a beautiful building, but it's not even close to as beautiful as the people who go in there and do what they do. Whether that's the people who work there, especially bartenders and so forth, make sure you tip them good. The people who, you know, day and night take responsibility for producing top level beer, the people from the community who go in there and buy that beer and support it, and obviously the musicians who go there to share their wonderful wares with everybody. So go check out Crow Peak Brewery. It's one of a kind. It's got an amazing view of, you guessed it, Crow Peak. We're going to be doing the Crow Peak climb here. We do this every year. We try to.
That's a great hike.
Yeah, it's like 7 miles, I think, and it's a good hike.
And you can take the beer on the hike if you want.
Yes.
And then have some on the top of the mountain. That's a really nice spot to have a beer.
It is. I've never done that, but I would love to do that sometime. I'm going to do that next time.
Getting down off the trailer is hard after 5 or 6, try getting down off of that mountain after five or six beers. You'll probably just hang out up all night.
It's really easy, isn't it?
I guess it's easier than going up.
Yeah. You just kind of, it takes about seven beers and then you'll get down. Don't worry about it. Great mountain bike trail up there too. Yes, so we're very fortunate to have Max in the studio with us today here at theironplace.com. A real authentic and genuine operator. That's what we're all about. I'm sick of facades, and you probably are too.
Sick.
So Max, what's on your mind? Anything else on your mind? Any direction you'd like to take us? Tell us a story.
Well, this afternoon I'm going to try to go visit my friend Jerry Guthmiller before I leave town. He's like 125 years old, and he's just got lots of stories. So he's one of my favorite people to visit when I'm in town. And then I'm going to go to Rapid City. That's about all that's on my mind right now. It's pretty, there's not a lot going on up there.
Self-deprecating humor. I love it. So you got you're rambling on. Where are you headed after South Dakota, Max?
Then back to Montana. I got a few shows up there. Visit some friends and family. Let's see. I'll do Fishtail, Montana, and West Yellowstone, Montana, then Miles City, Montana, then off to Fargo, North Dakota, Minneapolis, Minnesota, Mason City, Iowa, Des Moines, Iowa, Washington, Iowa, Carbondale, Illinois for a couple of shows, and then off to Florida for the winter.
Wow, busy schedule. So you're a working man this summer, right?
Yep. If I keep moving, then I can make a living at it, I think.
Yeah. Okay. I think you're doing great so far. You keep your costs low, you know. How's that van holding up?
Oh, it's the engine is working perfect. It still runs just beautifully, but the windows don't go up or down without manual assistance. And the windshield wipers are just decorations. They keep the windshield looking nice, but they don't keep it dry. And the air conditioner's never worked as long as I've known it. Let's see, there's a smell that I'm not sure where it's coming from. And I believe there might be a squirrel in there too. I found a bunch of my crackers eaten by a squirrel. And I realized that sometimes they hide. I'm not sure if the squirrel left or if it's still in there. But due to the windows not going up, I parked next to a tree, and then in the morning all the crackers were gone and the box was chewed up. So I'm really not sure if there's a squirrel in there or not. I keep looking, but I'm terrified every moment that I'm in there because the squirrel could lunge at any moment.
You got to make that squirrel earn his keep. I mean, if he's going to be in there eating and stuff, he's got to do something.
He should be shelling pistachios for me or something.
Backup vocals, maybe. Oh, it's a squirrel. It's not a chipmunk. Sorry. My bad. That's a great story to me. That's great. I'm riveted. I'm wondering what is going to... You will follow up with this, hopefully.
That's
a
true story, too.
And I will report what happens, should anything happen. You want to send Butchie in there for a little bit?
That's not a bad idea.
Get the cameras
rolling.
Throw in
some more animals.
Yeah. And some fire.
Yeah. Maybe a snake.
Ooh. All right. So, okay. Where were we, man? I forgot where we were. This is a free-flowing interview today. I think those are the best kind, the most enjoyable kind, the colloquial kind, the live kind, by the way. This is recorded live. We didn't rehearse any of this stuff. We're just here trying to kick back with you, have a little conversation. You get to learn a little more about Max. I think the most important thing you need to know about Max Hay, though, is how you can support his mission here. And so how can people, you know, give to what you're doing and get something in return? Obviously, going to shows.
Oh, going to shows is the best thing you can possibly do, whether it's my show or anybody else's. Just go get some live music that's healthy for you. But if you want to support me in particular, you can go to maxhay.com, listen to some music. If you like it, you can buy a CD or a download. There's lots of free downloads there, too. The most recent one is with Jason Guthmiller, Jerry's son. We play guitar together here in Spearfish, and we recorded 5 or 6 shows last winter, and put those. It's all cover songs, so that's just a free download. We don't want to pay for licensing, so we just give those things away. Mm-hmm. But that one's called Live in Spearfish, and it's got all kinds of good stuff on there.
And they can get stickers, like what a self-addressed stamped envelope or something? Do you have something where they can get some stickers?
I think on the website it's $1.
Okay.
You can give me $1 in PayPal and I'll send you a sticker.
Do that. That's cool. Do you have anything on iTunes?
Yep.
Okay.
I've got 3 albums on iTunes or any Spotify, any kind of the streaming sites usually have my stuff.
So folks out there, start today by buying what you heard here if you liked it. If you didn't like it, maybe you know somebody in the family who's not into gangster rap. So would you like to play another one, Max?
Yeah, we were talking about the breweries earlier.
Cool.
And one of my favorite breweries is the Front Brewing Company in Great Falls, Montana. I wrote this song for their 2nd birthday party. These guys are a lot like Crow Peak, just great guys with a penchant for making quality beer. And they were nice enough to have me play their grand opening, and then I got to come back and play their 1st birthday party, and this year I got to play their 2nd birthday party. And I wrote this song for them, but I wasn't very happy with it yet, so I didn't play it at the birthday party. But it's a song just for the craft brewing business in general. It's called Mr. Ziegler's Still. Works 2 jobs and he's really good at both, but they can't keep him round for the pay. There's never enough days in the summer and there's never enough hours in the day. He said, I'll break my back or I'll have a heart attack just grinding up a few more dollar bills. He's putting down the hammer and hanging up his ladder. He took a job at Mr. Ziegler's still, turning water into wine and measuring the time in ABV and IBUs. And when a batch comes round, it's red or coffee brown or a blonde or shade of pale if you choose. Malted barley, hops and rye, all these people come to try the latest from their local craft and team. Satisfied, have a glass or two of pride and go home smelling like a dream. Cleaning out those tanks, it's 100 damn degrees. And you can't poke your head out till you're red in the face. But when a batch comes round, it's the toast of the town. And they say the sweat, it adds to the taste. They say, I like that. How much to buy the vat? Better grab a growler for the dog. Glad you guys came down, man. It's the best place in town. Around here there's always something going on. Knife or the cement on your tongue from a dusty hammer drill. That's why there's reggae music playing out the back door any day when the boys are working hard down at Mr. Ziegler's still, turning water into wine and measuring the time
in ABV and IBUs. And when a batch comes round, it's red or coffee brown, or a blonde or shade of pale if you choose. Malted barley, hops, and rye, all the people come to try the latest from their local craft and team. And when they're satisfied, have a glass or two of pride and go home smelling like a dream.
That was good, man. That was real good.
Oh, thanks. I screwed up several chords in there.
I didn't notice.
All right. Good. Well, I'm not going to tell you which ones they were then. C sharp minor.
Oh, it wasn't the M? The M chord?
I'm still learning that one.
Yeah, that was really good. If it was anywhere near that, you could have debuted it. You could have debuted it. That's a really good song. That's going to be appreciated by a lot of people locally, I'm sure. I am beside myself that I got to help debut that on this program. What program is this again? It's Beer for City Limits, broadcasting to you live from
the corner
of Canyon and Jackson in sunny Spearfish, South Dakota. We've got Max Hay on the program today. I think we're about to wrap it up here, Max.
We're in a Quonset hut. I don't know if you guys knew that.
That's right.
It's a Quonset hut, yeah.
Do you know how to spell Quonset? I'm going to put you on the spot.
Q-U-O-N-S-E-T.
Oh, man. Huge, huge. You got to go see this guy play live now. You've got to do it.
I can spell just about any word. Probably 80% of the words I can spell them in English.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Oh, geez. I don't think that's English. That's Latin.
Well done, sir. Well played. Did you have anything else? I mean, we can hang around. We don't have any time limits. We don't have commercial breaks. We don't have any of that stuff.
Yeah.
So if you got another few songs you want to play, man, you're feeling inspired.
Well,
please.
I usually don't like to drop names or anything, but Johnny Depp,
the shampoo manufacturer.
Oh, is he? I suppose he could be. Yeah. He does have great hair. That guy.
Amazing hair. It braids well.
Yeah, yeah. His beard is fantastic.
Also braids well.
Yeah, he's a very, very well-known celebrity.
21 Jump Street. Oh, right? That's how we got his start back in the day.
Oh, really?
Might have been just a tad before your time. I am the old man in the room, I guess.
Not to me, 21 Jump Street is Jonah Hill. Although I am aware that it was around before him, too.
Oh, 21 Jump Street.
21 Jump Street.
Yes. Super. So what are you going to play for us, Max?
Let's see. I think hadn't really thought of that yet, but I will do something here. Maybe a song. How about a song?
Tell us a little more about that guitar while you're thinking about it. It looks like a seagull.
It's a seagull, yeah. Yeah, it's a seagull. It's got a little microphone in it, so I can plug it in. It's a six-string acoustic guitar made of wood. I lost some of the pins for it, so I've got some aftermarket parts on it here. And I broke this tuning key here. That's why that one's black and all the other ones are ivory colored.
It's the token tuning key there on your set of tuning keys. The token black tuning key, that is.
Yeah, and this one actually works better than the other ones. I'm thinking of replacing all of them. It's a pretty nice one.
Beautiful guitar. Have you had the inside of it reinforced because of the percussion use?
No, I haven't. I should. I'd like to find somebody to make me a custom guitar that I can smash without hurting it. Yeah, listen to that.
Max is taking his finger and he's pressing on the front side of the guitar in between two cracks as the wood cracks against itself. The structure of the guitar seems okay. It stays in tune.
Yeah, yeah, it does. It works. It works just fine.
And from a percussive standpoint, it sounds fantastic. I'm kind of listening in on the headphones here. It sounds great. It's holding together great. I think maybe that's a testament to Seagull guitars.
Yeah, they make a great guitar.
Either that or you're really just not that strong.
Well, I am not known for my muscles. I'm quick, though. I'm usually very fast. Well, I think, let's see. We're going to do an old one. This is from my first full-length album. But if you don't mind, I'm going to do it in F.
For those of you in the audience who might be out there picking along, you want to give us maybe the quick chords in case somebody wants to strum along
with
you?
This is in the key of F, and it's there's a lot of ones and fives and fours.
One, four, five.
It's like ones and four and one and five. And then at one point, there's a really quick 5-4-1. So that's going to sneak up on you. But you'll probably feel it coming. The first time it might be a surprise. And then after that, yeah.
That's what she said.
She did say that. I heard her. This is a song about when I was living in Tempe. I had a job as a stagehand, which I thought was really cool because I could be, you know, doing stage work. And one of our first jobs was they hired this staging crew to tear up the carpet in a theater. So it really had nothing to do with being on stage at all or helping out with any sort of show. All we were doing was tearing up carpet. And it turns out the stagehands work for a lot cheaper than the carpet people. So for about 2 weeks, we were at this theater tearing up all the carpet. And that was just absolutely miserable. And so me and my buddy would drive to work and carpool. And every day we'd drive by the prison in Buckeye. And there was always something on the radio. Warning, so-and-so has escaped. Dangerous criminals on the loose. It must be just the worst run prison ever. Because people were always getting out. And so we had a fantasy about picking somebody up and giving them a quick lift to Mexico if we ever saw somebody in an orange jumpsuit on the side of the road hitchhiking. But now I think that's maybe a fantasy better left in fantasy world, because some of those guys are actually dangerous criminals. They're not all just in there for drug charges or trumped up something. South of Phoenix at the Maricopa County line. Suit of Buckeye Orange peeking out of Saguaro, hiding but in need of a ride. Well, I cranked the wheel and gave a quick beep beep and I hollered to hop on in. I've got a change of clothes, but I need to know why you've been where you've been. Well, he slammed the door and slapped the dash. I took that as a go. I didn't need to ask, just hit the gas and made a beeline to Mexico. He said they told me I'm an outlaw, told me that I sin. He said, sweet Chiba got a hold on me, and sweet Chiba might just win. That's why they're glad they found me, give me 5 to 10. Guess they're afraid I'll go crazy and start arresting them. And they told me I'm an outlaw and then they locked me in with the second biggest apartment complex I've ever lived. Every single one of us was mad. And I didn't care for the bathing situation, so I boogied at the door and ran. They told me I'm an outlaw, but now I'm a free man. Well, if I'm an outlaw, then to get high is a sin. And they think they could cure me to make me more like them. Well, I'll leave town and head down south where I know the ganja's cheap. I'll just stare at the sea, let my skin turn to leather and smoke myself to sleep. And they told me I'm an outlaw and then they locked me in to the
Second biggest apartment complex I've ever lived. Every single one of us was mad. I didn't care for the menu, so I boogied to the door and ran. They told me I'm an outlaw, but now I'm a free man. Complex I've ever lived. Every single one of us was men, and I didn't care for the menu, so I boogied to the door and ran. They told me I'm an outlaw, but now I'm a free man.
I think our friends in Arizona are going to appreciate the shit out of that song over and over and over. I know one guy in Vietnam who's going to be listening in here. Hopefully, if he's not already listening, he might be asleep. I don't know what time it is there in Vietnam. Good friend of mine from high school is going to love that song. He's going to love this whole session, I'm sure. Max, thanks. What else you got for us, buddy?
You know, that's about all the songs I know. Let's see.
Do you know Free Bird?
Didn't I just play that one earlier? Yeah, I feel like I did that one already.
I want to make sure that, you know, if you want to do another one, I would love to hear another one. But what's that? You're heading up to Rapid today, Rapid City, and then
heading
you got a gig up in Rapid.
Rapid City today, yeah.
What? Where's that again?
At Patty O'Neill's in Rapid City, down in the Alex Johnson Hotel basement.
I'm going to try to make that show. I don't know if I can. I'm going to try. I think there's something else going on the same day. I'm not positive.
Well, there's all kinds of stuff going on in Rapid tonight. Thursday nights is the night everybody takes to the streets, and they all have they get snacks and they listen to music and wander around. Everybody has there's a lot of sales. I don't know if they call it crazy days, but oh my God, it is one crazy day Thursday night in Rapid City in the summers.
I'm gonna have to check that out. I haven't spent a lot of time in Rapid. I should. I don't know why not. It's just the drive up there, you know. I'm kind of lazy or poor or both, you know, at any given time. And so I need to get up to Rapid and enjoy Rapid a little more. Maybe you could introduce me to some people up there or let them know we're down here while you're up there.
I know four people in Rapid, and I'd be happy to introduce you to all of them.
Okay. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
That'd be very cool. Patty O'Neill's in Rapid City tomorrow night. What time are you going to get started?
Let's see. It's tonight, tomorrow, and the next day.
Okay. So what time do you generally kick the show off?
I believe it's 9 o'clock.
So
it might be 8:30. I don't really remember. I'd have to check the website, which is maxhay.com.
Yeah. People should just get there early and get a little lubricated beforehand, because this shit is so worth it. You got to get out and go see Max play. It's a great time. And it's not all about Max. It's all about you. It's all about the people in the audience. And at least that's how I felt when I watched Max play. And it's just such a great time, and it's a unique opportunity for you to get out and enjoy some good live music, some real authentic live music from a guy who's working real hard, okay? This guy is, and he's also talented too, but boy, does he work hard. He works harder than just about anybody I've ever seen in the music business. You heard his tour schedule earlier. Get out and support this artist, and he's got a lot of great things to say as well. You heard the song, what was it called, about Chief Joseph?
Poke a Hole in the Lid.
Poke a Hole in the Lid, available on iTunes. Great song.
Yep.
Max is on a bit of a mission. He's got his head in the right place, so check it out. What else you got for us, Max?
I'm going to leave you with a J.J. Cale tune.
Oh, excellent. He's going to play us out with a little J.J. Cale.
But not that one that I was just thinking of. I decided to do a different one.
Key of R. For those of you in the audience, key of R.
This one's called Shanghai. Thank you.
Tokyo, New York, Boston, and Baltimore. They'll take you right down where you don't want to go if you walk too fast or you talk too slow. Shanghai, Shanghai, I've been locked up in Shanghai. Shanghai, Shanghai, I've been locked up in Shanghai. I was sitting in a bar in West Berlin, sipping on a glass of slow gin, talking to a woman that I thought I knew, but when the lights went out, then I did too. Shanghai, Shanghai, I've been locked up in Shanghai. Shanghai, Shanghai, I've been locked up in Shanghai. Crossing through the desert on a sunny day, when a couple fine women passed by my way, they took me to a tent where they locked the door, and all they ever said was, "Mom, Mom." Shanghai, Shanghai, I've been locked up in Shanghai. Shanghai, Shanghai, I've been locked up in Shanghai. My usual slack when the police got me for talking back. Out on the streets, you gotta watch your step. If you talk too loud, they'll button your lip. Shanghai, Shanghai, I've been locked up in Shanghai. Shanghai, Shanghai, I've been locked up in Shanghai. I try to live by the golden rule, do unto others and they do unto you. But every time that I get turned on, I wind up singing the same song. Shanghai, Shanghai, I've been locked up in Shanghai. Shanghai, Shanghai, I've been locked up in Shanghai. Shanghai, Shanghai, I've been locked up in Shanghai. Shanghai, Shanghai, I've been locked up in Shanghai.
Thank you, Max. It's been a real pleasure to have you in today. Can I ask you for a very small favor?
Yes.
Anything, right? Anything at all?
Anything for you. Anything.
Okay.
For you, John.
Would you mind playing a little instrumental on the way out, and I'll say goodbye to the folks here, can I buy you lunch? You want some lunch?
That sounds. We might be able to arrange that.
It's a little later than lunchtime, but I was thinking about heading down to.
This is breakfast for me, actually.
There's a really cool pizza place here called Dough Trader. Have you been there?
Oh yeah, they got great pizza.
Okay, yeah, I was going to head down there and you know, share a pie and if you wanted to go, if you happen to be listening, you could come on down and have some pizza with us. I can't afford to buy everybody's pizza. I'm going to buy Max's pizza. It's the least I can do for him coming on the show today. And we're going to do everything we can to promote you and to make sure that people understand and know about your music. And, you know,
well, thanks
we wish
so much,
you the very
John.
Best.
I hope to be back here, too. This
right.
is a great show.
Please.
I'll tell all my friends.
As you can see, we have room for many types of projects. I would love to have an ensemble of musicians come in here, stay for a month, and put together productions of any kind. I would hate to say exactly what. So that's kind of the intent of this. So... if you have any ideas as you're out there contemplating alone with your thoughts on the road, watching, you know, the next episode of something on Netflix, and it occurs to you, write it down, email me, Facebook. I really want to help and participate in this any way I can. We here are on a mission, too. For those of you who know us, you know what our mission is, missions are, rather. Anyway, Max, if you wouldn't mind playing us out with a little instrumental, I'm going to say goodbye to the folks, and then we'll end this show for today. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Spearfish City Limits, broadcasting to you live from the corner of Canyon and Jackson in sunny Spearfish, South Dakota. On our program today, we had the pleasure and the joy and the bliss to have Max Hay with us. If you get a chance to go out and see him live, do it. You can also go to his website, www.maxhay.com, and buy a CD, buy a song, buy a sticker, and drop him a note and tell him how much you love his music. Have a great day, everyone.